Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. He gave his life, what more could he give? Oh, how he loves me. Oh, how he loves you. Oh, how he loves me and you. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, it is in Jesus' name that we come on this morning to say thank you for a brand new day. A brand new day that you have blessed us to see, Father. As we rise and we shine, Father God, we confess every sin of omission and every sin of commission. Even right now, we embrace the gifts of this new day. And we say thank you. Thank you for watching over us as we slept and we slumbered and bringing us, Father God, through the midnight hour. Father, allowing us to rise, to shine, and to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. We ask that you would squash every satanic agenda, plot, ploy, and contract that Satan has set up, Father God, to come, Father God, against us this day. And we say thank you. Thank you for another opportunity, Father, for us to come together on one accord and one place in the spirit and one room in the spirit, a room, Father God, where you sit in the center on your throne, in your glory. And Father God, we base it in your presence. We sit at your feet, Father God, to learn of you. And so we say thank you, Father. Thank you. Anoint our ears to hear today, our eyes to see, and our spirits to receive. For we know that you are not a man and you are not a liar, and your word will never ever return unto you void, but it will always accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. So, Father, we pray that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts will be acceptable in your sight. We pray for our audience around the globe, men and women, boys and girls, our brothers and sisters, Father God, that we may never ever meet and on this side of earth. But we thank you for them. Thank you for them, Father. Those who come every day, those who come every now and then, Father God, those who pray, hallelujah, those who support, those who do whatever they do in your kingdom, we say thank you. Now we commit this service into your hands, Father, and ask that you and you alone will be glorified, your people will be edified, Satan is already horrified, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, where Jesus Christ is the King of Kings and Jesus Christ is the Lord of Lords. As we are rejoicing in this another day that the Lord God, he has made, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. God's name is great and greatly to be praised. TGIF, today God is first. Amen. And we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. I am your host and your kingdom coach on this morning, Apostle Dr. Alfreda Bradford of the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Rejoicing in the God of our salvation. Woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind. Stayed on the Lord. Amen. If this is your first time with us, may it not be your last time with us. Please enjoy the services on today to the extent that you keep on coming back. Amen. And we want to pray that everyone is having a good day, a good day, a good week. Amen. Everything good. Amen. Hallelujah. Why? Because we serve a good God. And because we serve a good God who desires good gifts to his children. The truth of the matter is, amen, it's good even when we think it's not good. Even when we're crying, even when we're complaining, amen, beloved, it's still good. Amen, because God is not a man and God is not a liar. And he says that all things work together for good, amen, to them who love the Lord and to them who are the called according to his purposes. Amen and amen. All right, all right. I want to draw your attention this morning to the book of Genesis, chapter number 11. And I'm going to read starting in verse number 1. And it reads as thus. Now the whole world had one language and a common speech. As people moved eastward, they found a plain in Shinar and settled there. They said to each other, come, let's make bricks and bake them thoroughly. They used brick instead of stone and tar for mortar. Then, come, let us build ourselves a city with a tower that reaches to the heavens so that we may make a name for ourselves. Otherwise, we will be scattered over the whole face of the whole earth. But the Lord came down to see the city and the tower the people were building. The Lord said, if as one people speak in the same language, they have begun to do this, then nothing they plan to do will be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and confuse their language so they will not understand each other. So the Lord scattered them from there over all the earth, and they stopped building the city. That is why it was called Babel, because there the Lord confused the language of the whole world. From there, the Lord scattered them over the face. Amen. And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Amen. I want to talk to you this morning. Amen. From a subject, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to me. Beloved, amen. We see, amen. The Bible does not say, amen, if these were men, if these were women, amen. They could have been men and women. Chances are, especially back in those days, they were probably much more men than women because they didn't believe that women could do anything other than be barefoot and pregnant for the most part. Back in those days, a woman wasn't running for president. She wasn't running only in unique cases where we know that God used Deborah and God used Esther and God did use certain women, amen, for certain assignments. But on the norm, amen, that was not the place of a woman. Matter of fact, back in those days, beloved, if a man could afford it, he could have as many wives as he wanted. Amen. And the men had a house full of wives and all of them was having babies. And I mean, it was just something back then. Amen. Glory be to God. But here we see, beloved, amen, that they got together, amen, on one accord. They got together in one agreement. They got together, amen, signing off, co-signing for one another, saying we can do this. We can build this. Amen. They saw the same picture. They saw the finished product. I mean, so you're talking about unison. You're talking about, amen, a thickness. You're talking about a brotherhood. Amen, beloved. You're talking about unity and what it really means to be on one accord. We see this here, beloved, in the story of Babel. Now, I want to take it from a different perspective today, beloved. Amen. Now, we talk about, when most people talk about the story of Babel, they want to talk about unity and what could be done in unity, and they want to come with different stuff, you know, points. But I want to point this out, that when before that Tower of Babel was built, beloved, it was somebody's idea first. One person in that crowd, we don't know how many people, could have been tens, could have been hundreds, could have been thousands. We don't know. But one person in that crowd said, hey, what about this? I have an idea. Let us build. That one person shared it with someone else who agreed, and all those in agreement came together and they got it done. But it was one person's thought. It was one person's idea. Beloved, I come to ask you a question today. What are you thinking about? I come to ask you a question today, beloved. What's your thoughts? What's your mindset? Glory be to God. And on our 5 o'clock service this morning, amen, glory be to God, we talked about, amen, having the mind of Christ, thinking like Christ, feeling like Christ, amen. Christ was able to do what he was able to do because he knew of who he was and whose he was in Christ Jesus, amen. Then the Bible tells us to have this mind, the same mind that was in Christ, let this mind be in you, Philippians 2 and 5. One person's idea, and they built the Tower of Babel. One person's idea, one person's thought wave, it was so massive that the Lord had to come down himself. He had to step down from heaven to stop it. One person's thought. Beloved, amen, glory be to God. I read a poster once. Matter of fact, I have it somewhere around the house. Matter of fact, I might type it up today. It says this. It says, small minds talk about people. Average minds talk about events. Great minds talk about ideas. Beloved, what are you thinking about? What are your thoughts on? The house you're living in, beloved, amen, was somebody's idea. They said, let's build up to some houses. Let's build a group of houses. Let's make them look like this. Let's make the neighborhood look like this. Put a tree over here. The schools that you attended, your children attended, that was all somebody's idea. The car that you drive, that was also, even the clothes that you wear, some of you still have your pajamas on. That was somebody's idea. Some seamstress sat down at the sewing machine and said, give me some fabric. Beloved, what's your thought wave? What are you thinking about? What are we thinking about? Amen. So here, the Tower of Babel, God had to come in, beloved, and hamper that. Glory be to God. But your thoughts can be for positive or for negative. Your thoughts can be for black or white. Your thoughts can be for the devil and the devil's kingdom, or your thoughts can be for God and God's kingdom. Your thoughts can be on what you don't have, amen, or what you do have. Your thoughts could be on life. Your thoughts could be focused on death. Your thoughts could be focused on poverty and lack. Your thoughts could be focused on abundance. Your thoughts could be focused about heaven. Your thoughts could be focused about hell. Beloved, you're thinking about something. Researchers say we have 60,000 thoughts, amen, that try to bombard our minds every day. Now, can we control 60,000 thoughts? No, but you can control the ones you want to entertain. You cannot, amen, prohibit a bird from flying over your head, but you can prohibit that bird from building a nest in your head. What are you thinking about? Most of the time, beloved, we just let our thoughts run rampant. Whatever thoughts show up, amen, we grab hold to it. Glory be to God. We entertain it. Glory be to God. Whatever. One minute you got a good thought. The next minute you got a bad thought. One minute you're feeling good. The next minute you're not feeling good. Your vibe's going up and down. Why? Because, beloved, because we're not controlling our thought ways. Let this mind be in you that was in Christ Jesus. Do you really think that Jesus, amen, thoughts could just come into Jesus' mind? Any thought that just wanted to enter Jesus' mind, do you really think that? thoughts of negativity and premature deaths and all this other stuff. No, Jesus controlled his thoughts. He had the power to do it. So, beloved, the Bible says, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. What are you thinking about? People out there that are destitute, we see the floods going on, amen, the fires going on, amen. Are you praying in the middle of the day? Are you praying for these individuals? What are you thinking about? And you talk to a lot of people and you say, what you doing? Nothing. And you know what the sad part is? They mean it. They're doing nothing. They're thinking about whatever. The idle time is the devil's a workshop, beloved. And so we have to take control of our thoughts. Glory be to God. And our thoughts are tied into our soul. The soul, you are a spirit, you possess a soul, and you live in a body. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. See? And we are tied into that. Glory be to God. Whatever you think about, as a man thinketh, so is he. And what that becomes your reality. You only have faith for that. But so if you tied into the negative, that's why you keep getting negative. Because you're thinking negative. Whenever you're thinking on a problem, thinking on what you don't have, amen, you get more of that. You get more of the sickness. You get more of the lack. You get more of the fear. Because that's what you're thinking on. But if we had the power, amen, to turn those things around, to turn those thought ways around, instead of thinking on sickness, we think on health. Instead of thinking on lack, we think on abundance. Instead of thinking on death, we think on life. Glory be to God. Instead of thinking on decrease, we think on increase, beloved. We think, this is why the Bible says, meditate on my word day and night. That my thoughts, the God's thoughts will become your reality. We have to have faith in God's realities. And that's only coming by because we are agreeing in the word, beloved. And we watch a lot of this news and all that, and we need to know what's going on. But some of us, we're too stuck in it. Because you want to know why? Because now you're thinking, this is where your thought waves are. Now you're fearful, all the murder, all the blood, and you're wrapped up in that circle. Glory, and that's where you remain. The Bible says we're sinned off about, graced off much more about. What are you thinking about? Your one thought can be contagious. Contagious. Glory be to God. One person. The Bible doesn't mention who that one person was who had that brand idea. Let's build a tower. Let's build a tower. They might not have called it the Tower of Babel. That's what the Lord called it, but it was one person's idea. He came down and visited everybody there, but it was one person who thought about it. Beloved, what in the world are you thinking about? Second Corinthians chapter number 10, verse number 5. Glory be to God. Amen. Let us back up. Let us start in verse number 3. Amen. Hallelujah. For though we live in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. The weapons of our warfare are not the weapons of the world. Instead, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We tear down arguments and every presumption set up against the knowledge of God. And listen to verse number 5 now. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Beloved, we have the ability to take hold of those thoughts, those thoughts of negativity, those thoughts, something's going to happen to you, something's going to happen to your kids, you're running out of money, you're going to be bankrupt, you're going to be evicted, they're coming to get the house, come on! You got to take, let me tell you something, the devil moves, glory be to God, through our thoughts and through our imaginations. This is why he was evicted out of heaven in the first place. Glory be to God. His thoughts went wild. He was going to go and try to overturn God's rule and overturn God off the throne, and he got thrown out of heaven. So the devil knows about the thoughts. So then he used it on Eve. The tree that he showed Eve was a tree, amen, that was there all the time. It was not until he started talking to her, moving in her imagination with thoughts, amen, that she began to see the tree differently. It was only after that rascal spoke to him. Well, guess what? The devil is the same devil today, tomorrow, and always. He still moves through our thoughts. That's the only way he can get to a child of God is through your thoughts. There is no other way, and he knows it. So he exploits it. So he speaks to you through dreams, through circumstances, through people. What about this? And what about that? And what about does this go wrong? And what about does that go wrong? See, glory be to God. And so here it's called a mental malpractice. Beloved, we have to know who we are and whose we are in Christ. This is why we got to know the word. We have to know what God says about us. And when that devil comes to you, amen, with those thoughts of devastation and fear and those other thoughts, amen, from his kingdom, what did the scripture say? Read it again. 2 Corinthians 10:5, we tear down, glory be to God, arguments, glory be to God, hallelujah. The King James says this, glory be to God, hallelujah. Casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalt itself against the knowledge of God and bringing into captivity every thought. Stretch your hand out, beloved. Grab that thought and bring that thought into captivity and bring it under the blood of Jesus. Every thought to the obedience of Christ. Hell no. Not so. Not so. Well, we giving you 30. Not so. I will live and not die. Not so. See. Why? Because God said so. And let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Beloved, we choose. As a man thinks, so is he. You can say negative, and guess what? You're going to keep getting negative. I just wonder why bad things keep happening to me, because you're thinking bad. Well, no, you got to come out of your reality and get into God's reality. God's reality is the word of God. You got to get in the word. That's where the power is. That's where the security is. That's where the miracles are. What are you thinking about? You can do the impossible. Look, those men and women in Babel, they wasn't even saved. And they was doing the impossible. Here you are with God in you. You can do the impossible. But you got to believe it. That's why Jesus said, according to your faith, be it unto you. Whatever a man believeth, that shall he receive. God can't make you believe. And some things, beloved, if we do not change our mindset, we just not going to get it. It's not that God didn't want to give it to you. He already gave it to you when Jesus died on the cross. He can't give it to you because you won't believe. Because you got this mindset. You're looking at what everybody else has. You're looking at what everybody else is saying. You're looking at the status quo. You're looking at how it was yesterday. You're looking at what everybody expects. Get your eyes off of that. And look up to the hills from which cometh your help. What did God say about it? Brother Paul said, when I heard from God, he said, I did not confer with flesh and blood. I didn't need to have a conversation with nobody else because I had already heard from God. Now I'm going to hear from God and I'm going to go back and ask somebody else what you think. Heck, what? Stop playing. I heard from God. We have to get into agreement with the word, beloved. It is God's will for you to be well. It is God's will, amen, for you to live a long life. It is God's will for you to be out of debt. It is God's will for you not to be sick. It is God's will for you to be on top of your situation. It is God's will for you to owe no man nothing but the debt of love. This is God's will. And I can go on and on and on. But you got to believe it. What are you thinking about? Well, I'm just so scared. But God is not giving you the spirit of fear. And you want to know why your fear keep growing? Because you're thinking about it. As a man thinketh, so is he. You want to know why your bank books keep going in the negative? Because you're thinking about it. You shouldn't be thinking about lack, because when you think about lack, you get more lack. No, you need to be thinking about abundance. God has given me the power to get well. God has promised you supply all of my needs. And you need to be meditating on it while you're washing the dishes, while you're in the bathtub, while you're walking to the grocery store, while you're waiting for the bus. Whatever you're doing, you need to be meditating. And in every moment you get to get into a quiet place, that's even better. God told Abraham, he said, Abraham, come here. I got dream boards all about around me, okay? Half of my stuff on my dream board has been realized. The other half is be done in a minute. Amen. He told Abraham, he said, Abraham, come on here. He said, look, I want you to look up. I want you to look up to the stars. Why? Because he knew Abraham needed to see something. He know we're carnal. We need to see something too. He said, I'm gonna show you something. He said, look up to the stars. He said, this is yours. Abraham needed to see it because he knew if Abraham could see it, now Abraham could get in touch with it. Abraham, amen, and this could be Abraham's reality. Now Abraham, amen, this, he had something to put his faith on. He said, let me show you something. See, Abraham now could change his mindset and his thoughts because God has showed him something. Beloved, what do you see? Go on Google today and get some pictures. Print them out. Go in the magazine. Get some pictures. Print them out. Put them up on the dream board. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can have this thing. Why? Because Proverbs 3, God said he will grant me the desires of my heart as I delight myself in him. I don't want that. I want that. Beloved, what do you see? What are you thinking about? Sitting around envying this person and envying that person and you wish and did that. No! Come up from the bottom of the food chain. It's time to raise the standard. And it begins by our thoughts. That's the only thing the devil uses against God's people because that's the only thing he has to use. And beloved, when we're thinking negative, when we're thinking, amen, thoughts that are not biblical, amen, when we're thinking on thoughts, amen, that God did not speak, guess what? We have given the devil legal grounds, given him a doorway to access to our lives. That's the law of the universe. But I'm born again. Yeah, you're born again, but you're not thinking born again. Yeah, you're the redeemed of the Lord, but you're not thinking redeemed. Yeah, you're rich, but you're not thinking rich. Your mindset is completely opposite. And guess what? And then some of us, we try to hold on to it for 1 hour, and then here comes, and then that's why we become double-minded, up and down, thinking good thoughts, thinking bad thoughts. Beloved, you have to see the finished picture. Your imagination, beloved, amen. God has given us, amen, the power of the imagination. That's the power of your mind, your mind. Your mind, beloved, most of us don't use it. Amen. Our mind, amen, we have creative facilities, amen. And then our mind, we have memory. The memory is a small portion of our mind, amen. But most of us live out of that small portion, instead of stepping into the creativity, amen, that the Lord has given us, what, glory, to birth his kingdom, amen, to birth the thoughts of his kingdom, to be effective in his kingdom, whatever you ask for, whatever you pray for, glory be to God, and God gets the glory. How did all this come to pass, amen, because of my thoughts and how I was thinking? And anytime anything negative came up, glory be to God, I took that thought captive. Amen. I pulled that rascal down. I buried that thought. Beloved, we have the power to decree a thing and it shall be established. But that's only for those who believe. And this is why the Bible tells us in Philippians, amen, chapter number 4, beloved, amen, hallelujah, verse number 7, and the peace of God which surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything excellent or praiseworthy, think on these things. Think on these things. Then it moves down to the 13th verse and says, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's start with verse 12. I know how to live humbly, and I know how to abound. I am accustomed to any and every situation, to being filled and being hungry, to having plenty and having need. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. What are you thinking about, beloved? What are you thinking about? In my closing, amen, I'm reminded of King David. King David is a little shepherd boy who took on Goliath, where he should have been afraid. Most people were afraid, and they wondering, you know, why he wasn't afraid. But when he looked at Goliath, beloved, amen, in his mindset, he saw victory. He wasn't looking at his circumstances. If he had looked at his circumstances, he would have run. If he was looking at his circumstances, he would have never took Goliath on. But he was not looking at his circumstances. He was looking at how great his God was. Beloved, when we have the mindset of Christ, we are not focused and looking on our circumstances. Not in how great our circumstances are, but we are now looking at how great our God is and what God is able to do and what God will do through a people that will believe him. What are you thinking on, beloved? And you know another thing about your thoughts are that it's contagious. You know, some people, I've gotten a lot of ideas from just listening to other people speak, and I'm sure other people have gotten ideas from me. because that's contagious. That negativity, amen. Let me tell you something. You can tell how you're thinking. Just look and see what's going on around you. If you're around a bunch of mean folks and nasty folks, and I hate to get into your face like this morning, but the reason that they're there is because you attracted them. You can tell your mindset, beloved, because all you got to do is look around you and see what's happening. Look around you and see. Check out your circle. Check out your situation. Check out your circumstances. You want to know why it's there? Because as a man thinketh, so is he. Most of God's people don't realize that they can turn their whole world around, shift everything around in a moment, amen, by, amen, shifting their thoughts. Turning the channel. Did not the Lord Bible say that if my people will turn? In 2 Chronicles 7:14, when we turn towards God's word, when we turn towards God's thoughts, when we turn towards God, I mean, beloved, I'm not talking about no hitting and missing. I'm talking about immersing ourselves in the reality of God's word. I'm talking about like you just dive in the pool, like you're in it. And you ain't going nowhere. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. You just got to use what you got. If it's to be, it's up to me. If it's to be, it's up to you. And you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. Father God, we thank you for the word of God on today. And we know that your word will not return into you void, but will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Anoint our ears to hear, our hearts to receive. Father God, wake us up to the reality of our mindset. We've been bamboozled, Father. We've been accepting the thoughts that the enemy has been giving us, considering them normal, thinking that this is the way of life. It's not the way of life. Jesus is the way of life. We have a choice to choose the thoughts that we desire to entertain. And some thoughts lead to life and some lead to death. Some lead to abundance and some lead in the opposite direction. Help us to choose life. You said choose. You told us to choose. And we choose by changing our mindsets. Because change is not change until it's changed. Thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right. There it is. All right. Bless the Lord for the word of God on today. Today we will be meeting at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, back at 9 o'clock. Come on and meet with us. Amen. At the altar. Amen. A Friday night praise party. Amen. At 9 o'clock. Amen. We're going to swing that back over to Saturday. On Saturday, Lord's willing, we want to open up the lines and let that be our testimony day. Amen. So you get an opportunity to testify on Friday and Saturday. You get a chance to sing on Friday and Saturday. Isn't that something? Amen. It's going to just be a weekend excursion. Amen. In Jesus' name. Amen. I believe that's our announcements for today. Amen. And to God be praised. Meet us on social media, Lord's willing. Amen. 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Amen. Glory be to God as we continue in our series. Amen. Hallelujah. Rising to the standard. Amen, hallelujah, because the Lord is calling us higher. He is calling us higher. Zion is calling us to a higher place in God. Amen and amen. So I think that's it. Amen. Glory be to God. Our brother Reed, amen, will begin next week. Amen. He's going to have to see what day of the week it's going to be when the Holy Spirit releases me. And he's our announcer. He's our new announcer. Amen. So he'll be coming to us once a week with the all the announcements for the ministry, for the community, and anything else, amen, that is prevalent and relevant, amen, to the body of Christ. Amen. I'm looking forward to that, and I'm sure that we all are. All right, I don't think we have any other birthdays in the month of August. I pray I don't. Amen. September, I think we got a couple birthdays in September. I know we have our brother Norwood has a birthday in September. I have a birthday in September. I'm working on something. I'm going to see how it works out today so we can make that announcement. Amen. In reference to the birthday party that I believe the Lord gave me permission to have. Amen. So we'll be making that announcement, Lord's willing. And we may have some other September birthdays. We're going to get it. Amen. We're not going to miss nobody. Amen. In Jesus' name. Father God, bless the prayer warriors as they come to serve today. Father God, at 12 o'clock and 9 o'clock, anoint them, Father God, in your service. Father God, keep them from danger seen and unseen. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, Father, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. And Father God, whatever we do today, help us to lock in, immerse ourselves, Father God. So, as you told Joshua to meditate on your word day and night, and Joshua had victory because of his meditation, Father God. You told Abraham to look at the stars, Father God. You showed him the possibilities, Father, and you exceeded those possibilities, Father. Hallelujah. Because he had faith in you, Father God, help us. Father God, help us to be conscious of what we're thinking about. Help us to be conscious, Father. When we find ourselves in a negative vibe, help us to pull ourselves out of that, Father God. And thank you for teaching us how to do it. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. All the answers are found in your word, and we bless you. Now we want to bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost. We seal this service, amen, by the word, the blood, and the spirit, and we cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare it cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. And Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Love you, love you, love you, love you, Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Signing out. Amen. Everybody have a lovely day. Meet you at the altar. Amen. If we don't meet at the altar, we'll meet you back here tomorrow. Don't meet you here tomorrow. We're going to meet you somewhere. Okay, we'll meet you on this side. We're going to meet you on the other side. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Amen.
It belongs to me. Salvation belongs to me, and I have everything to make salvation complete. 'Cause I know the work is already done by the power of his blood. I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Makes my healing complete. It doesn't matter how I feel. When his stripes say I am healed, I know it's mine. It belongs to me. Yeah. And it belongs to me. All blessing belongs to me. Then I might live above.